Hey, George. My name's Chad. I'm calling from Lynchburg.
Hey, Chad. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I had heard y'all talking on a program, I guess, maybe a day or two ago about the lizard people and lizard men. And,
yeah, John Rhodes. Yeah.
When I was a kid, I haven't always lived in Virginia. I lived in South Carolina until I was 15. I'm from the Charleston area. I don't know if you're familiar with the area around the weapons station or Charleston Naval Base.
Only with what I've read. Never been down there.
There's a lot of swamps around there, and all of them connect to the bigger river systems that run to the ocean. And when I was a kid, like a little bit before Hurricane Hugo, I think I was like 9, almost 10 years old, in the summer of 1989. I just remember because of the hurricane. There's a bunch of little islands out in the swamps, and, you know, me and my friends used to go around looking for places to ride BMX bikes, and, you know, we used to canoe around to these little islands. And I just remember because there's a neighborhood there now, but there wasn't much of a neighborhood then. They were just starting to put houses in.
Okay.
I went out in this little island, and it just rained a little bit, so there's nothing but pine trees. Like, got a real mixed vegetation type environment down there. That's the only way I could figure that this situation occurred. But I was, we were walking off the beaten path on one of these little islands, and we probably walked about a good, you know, maybe 100 or 200 yards from this little path. It was a pretty big little, you know, pretty big island out there in the middle. It had a little dirt peninsula that ran out to it.
Okay.
More people used to take it, four wheel drives and stuff. But I was walking, and I kind of broke off from my friends. We were all just walking around looking at stuff, and, you know, just like kids do. And I'd walked up, and I was almost to the water's edge. I was probably about, you know, 20 feet. It's pretty flat there. And I thought I'd seen something past some trees and, you know, kind of towards the vegetation on the water. So I was wondering what it was. You know, I thought it looked like kind of like an animal because it wasn't, you know, all that unusual to see alligators. And we were stupid back then. We used to throw, you know, sticks at them and stuff. But, I walked up on it and started saying, well, it's a little bit different color, more like a brownish color. It was more like a reddish-brownish color, almost like a clay. It was, I've seen lizards that were sort of that color, but it was, you know, it definitely wasn't like an alligator. Well, the closer I got up to it, I seen it was moving, you know, and it didn't hear me coming, I guess, because all the, you know, the ground was real wet and muddy and covered in pine needles. So the closer I creeped, I got up about 20 yards of it and realized that it was, you know, it looked like a man. But it did, you know, it had some kind of gear on, like military type gear, but it was all, you know, more plasticky and at that time real futuristic looking. And as the closer I got up on it, I started realizing that it looked kind of reminded me of the Predator from the movie Predator, but it had like a little tail, like maybe a 2 foot long tail.
Okay.
And then I could kind of get a profile shot from behind it, but like off to like, I guess the right. And I was looking at it, and it looked kind of like a T Rex with his face pushed in.
How close did you get to it?
About 20 yards.
That's
never told anybody this story before, and I swore I probably never would because I didn't want to get locked up. I'm from a pretty conservative country.
Did it look at you?
Well, before it took off, it did. I guess it got that feeling like somebody was watching it because it didn't hear me coming. I know that because it didn't hear me coming up before.
When it took off, how did it scatter away?
Well, it was right next to the water's edge, so it just skipped into the water, and that was it. That was all I seen of it.
But it looked like it was in costume.
It definitely didn't look like a costume. It looked like,
it was part of the body?
Yeah, it looked like the Predator, only like a reddish-brown color. I couldn't see if there was scales on it.
That's weird.
It was very, very weird, because I remember when I was a kid, they were talking about the Bishopville lizard man, and, of course, the description was different. But I guess if you're the other guy was right the other night about them wearing costumes and such, then maybe he was just wearing a costume, or there was different ones. Because I've come up with a few theories on what I've heard on that. I believe that they're in cahoots with the government. I believe they're like alien scientists, and I believe they're testing us. And I believe that 5.5 billion or whatever people that are supposed to not be here from the Illuminati, I believe we've already been sold as the food stock to them. that's my theory.
Oh man, what a theory! I hope you're wrong.
They definitely look. They're not vegetarians. I could tell by looking at his face because he had nothing but teeth hanging out. I mean, that the bottom line is I don't, you know, usually animals that are built like that with eyes on the front of their head and very sharp teeth aren't looking for strawberries and such.
A flat-faced Tyrannosaurus rex. You're lucky the thing didn't turn around and come back the other way. Thanks for the call.